out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. We little sea hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, etc., 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 you're receiving us, we appreciate the pole vault and fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Oh, you know, talking about Trump and World War III and racism and guns and homophobia and all the bevy of fun that the Republicans are giving us these days.
Yay.
Join us on the social medias and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hey, and yet another shooting.
Sure.
Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Right? What is anybody going to do about it?
Since when does your no mean yes?
Fuck you, Glenn Beck. Fuck you.
It's a lovely day in... Whenever I do that, I still want to say Southern California. Yeah. And then I want to say Southern Florida, but we ain't nowhere near Southern Florida.
Fuck you, boy.
We are Northwestern Florida.
That's right.
Redneck Riviera, the Panhandle.
Right. Where all our politicians are liberal, right?
Yeah. That's why our representative here is one of the three that co-sponsored a non-binding vote to say Mueller's got to step down.
God damn it. What do these fuckers do when they wake up in the morning? Hi, I'm going to be the biggest dickhead I can be today. God damn it.
Yeah, Getz is his name, is our asshole of a representative here who has got quite a track record of voting on.
Yes.
Just think of it, the absolute most heinous thing a Republican could put forth or vote for. And he's co-sponsored or voted for
God damn all of that stuff.
So
what's his problem? Does he hate humanity?
That isn't white Christian, sure.
Oh, that's right. Jeez.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool people hang out.
Yay! Fuck yeah, baby.
Lots going on in the world. Not a whole lot of, Festivus. He's traveling.
Is he all fucked up with a time change?
Probably, and it's hard like to find a Big Mac over there.
Oh, God, he's such a little... fucking child.
I'm woozy. I'm unable to eat.
I was reading in the New York Post about how everyone is really, they're kind of anticipating his trip to South Korea because they can't wait to see how he's going to navigate Korean cuisine. Because they want to serve him...
Hard rock soul.
Yeah, man. But they want to serve him some barbecue that's been spattered with this soy sauce that has fermented for 350 fucking years. I don't know. I mean, I gotta be honest. I have a hard time eating Korean food. Like Korean barbecue, sure. That's no problem. But when you talk about Korean food, I mean, you know.
I don't know. 350 years old. I mean,
is
the flavor that different? I had a bottle of wine, or I participated in someone else who had a ridiculous... Chateau Lafite Rothschild,
like a couple thousand dollar
bottle of wine.
Oh God!
And they opened it on a special occasion, and I was like, "Well, you know, it's good."
I mean, it tasted good, but goddamn, I didn't like blow a load the second it touched my tongue or anything. For $2,000, I better at least get some pre-cum.
To be in, enjoy that bottle with a group. That's all. Just bring a change of clothes. It's that good.
I don't get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 350-year-old soy sauce. He's got to eat. He won't eat it.
I could get two trips to Europe on that bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's
two round trip flights to Europe on a bottle of wine and drink. I don't know, wine from the 70s in actual Europe, in France.
Right, yeah. I mean, you can find good wine out there. It doesn't have to be your monthly rent.
It's just dick waving.
It really is. We're waving your dick over here, okay?
You heard about the horrible plane crash, right? Roy Halladay, MLB pitcher, killed in a light plane crash.
Right? Flying it, and it crashed into the Gulf.
Gulf of Mexico. Yes. Small plane crash. So there you go. R.I.P.
God, you know, he was a fucking amazing pitcher, man. I mean,
40 years old,
would have been in the Hall of Fame. I would imagine he was part of a bang up, cast of characters on the Blue Jays.
No pun intended.
Yes. Bang up. Well, you know, and he was, then he got a ring with the Phillies. He was in a super rotation with Cliff Lee. Cole Hamels, Roy Halladay, and some other fucker. I don't remember. Great pitcher.
So that's the big one of the big sports headlines, but not the headline. We can see what be going on in our world today.
Yay!
That's the wrong drop.
Fuck you.
Let me try this one. There we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, November 7th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yay!
No. Oh, I love that.
Apparently, Lori Baker is very excited about
this. Oh, my God. Calm down, Lori.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Somebody give her a Xanax.
Maybe Lori could share some of her Xanax with Lily.
Oh, you know what? Lily, don't. You know, Lori, you're not worthy to share Xanax with Lily Tomlin, man. Fuck that.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost. What a trio of twentage of pictures they have.
Suck on my
three separate pictures of three dickwads from the right. Weighing in at probably, I don't know, 200 pounds.
Yes.
Over on the right.
Ooh.
Wearing a blue blazer and a white button-down shirt, sunglasses, waving a microphone around. He's obviously speaking outside somewhere. None other than Alex Jones.
Oh, my God.
The middle picture is of Jabba the Gunt.
Yes.
From Florida, where he broadcasts.
Is that Rush?
Excellence in broadcasting.
God damn it. He's right for Florida. That guy's perfect for here.
And then on the left is Mike Cernovich, newer little needle dick alt-right cuckmaster.
That cuckmaster isn't nearly as popular as those other two douchebags, right?
Correct. He's a rising star in the hate right.
Ooh.
Men's rights advocate.
Oh, my God.
Pizza gate slinger, I believe.
Right.
And the headline says Tinfoil Texas.
Fuck you.
Crackpots gone wild.
Oh, yes.
The Texas shooter was called a liberal, Antifa, communist working with ISIS.
Oh.
Before anyone knew anything.
How did they know?
Well, they've got inside guesses.
Alex Jones, doesn't he say something like, you know, we've got very deep sources on this that we're not, you know, we don't want to reveal. Didn't he always say bullshit like that?
Yeah, like Trump. Many people are saying.
Right.
Many people have said.
I like to have children!
God.
Authorities are still trying to figure out why a man shot at least 26 people to death in a Texas church on Sunday.
Right.
But the lack of a specific motive has not stopped right-wing conspiracy theorists from blaming their opponents, including Bernie Sanders, atheists, social justice warriors, or SJWs, on the internet.
You mean people that might stick up for other people?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, an SJW. Yeah,
SJWs who are into...
Right.
What's it called when you're...
God. I hate it.
Virtue signaling.
Yes, virtue signaling. You mean showing empathy to another person.
Yes. Communists, okay. The Islamic State, liberals, and anti-fascist protesters Thank were you. All blamed within moments of the horrific news of the shooting coming right. out.
Of course.
It was not racially motivated or caused by religious beliefs, authorities are saying. They think it's a domestic situation.
Right. Although, thing this guy had access to guns.
Although he was locked and loaded with a whole bunch of magazines and stuff. Right. So I don't think he was just trying to find his mother-in-law to snuff her.
So he had more ammo left over?
Oh, I thought they said they found all the magazines were empty.
Oh, okay.
That they found, but I don't know.
Good God. Fucking insane.
The shooting took place around 12:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Within less than an hour, a reporter from KSAT-TV in San Antonio tweeted, breaking, confirmed shooting at First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. Police say multiple victims. So that was right. the first bit on social medias.
Okay.
Within a half hour, Mike Cernovich.
Oh, shit.
Right-wing media personality had been retweeting some of the few details provided okay. by reporters. But at this time, it says Cernovich, who portrays himself as a legitimate journalist, sent yeah. out his own tweet where he noted that the church had, quote, a largely white denomination.
Okay.
And speculated, without any evidence, question, okay. quote, Antifa terrorist attack? Question mark?
No shit. Wow. Well, what? How does he know? Is he little CNN over there?
Well, he put a question mark, so that's his out.
Right. How responsible?
Now, let's not forget, this is the guy who we talked about last week, spoke at a college, and some of his little cuck buddies.
I'm a cuck buddy, handed a
sign to the real protesters right. protesting his bullshit.
Right.
The good people outside who hate him. And they're like, oh, hold this for a second. And they held the sign, and within seconds, they ripped it. They ripped it to shreds and threw it down because it said, protect the First Amendment, stop being mean to pedophiles.
Oh my God. Stop pedo bashing.
And, no Cernovich.
Oh, right. Sure.
And then it was signed at the bottom with logos for Antifa, which is not a legitimate organization.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's a hashtag. Mindset. And right? Mindset and a hashtag. And, NAMBLA, the North of, I always want to say National Association. It's the North American Man, Boy, Love is Association.
True, is it true Antifa is going to purchase NAMBLA? They're going to merge? Maybe they're waiting for Congress to approve it?
Because, of course, if you're in NAMBLA, you're going to make a big old sign and walk around and say...
Right. You said something that's making me laugh. Cuck buddy.
Cuck buddy.
Yeah, you remember that toy in the 80s? There was an advertisement when... My buddy.
No.
My buddy and me. I was like, my cuck buddy.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember. All right.
What was it for?
It was a big doll called My Buddy, and you carried it around with you. And when you pressed a button, it would say shit.
Is it anatomically correct?
Yes. Cuck buddy.
At 3 p.m., a screenshot of an alleged message by a guy named Dave Pollack said, now they're saying this was allegedly a message that an Antifa guy said, go after the heart of the far right, conservative churches.
Jesus. They don't even give a fuck. They don't give a fuck, these right-wing nut jobs.
This is Dave Pollack is allegedly this person. The screenshot had been shared previously by Jack Posobiec, another one of these little butthurt white nationalist, alt-right, men's rights, tiny ball little ninnies.
We really need men's rights activists. Think about that for a second. In the world we live in.
Apparently pro-Trump, and he is like the crown prince of Pizzagate.
Right.
Who loves it, still talks about it. It's true.
Right, of course.
BT dubs.
Even though it took place in a basement, and the pizza place that they alleged, I don't know where this went down, doesn't have a fucking basement.
Right.
So, I don't know.
They covered it up right before he got there.
Yeah. They made the basement disappear.
A Twitter user named Mustachio, 40 minutes later, shared what he claimed was a video manifesto of the shooter.
Oh, my God.
Who he called Muslim convert Samir al-Hajid, along with fake photos.
Oh, my God.
Spreading the name Samir al-Hajid after a shooting is a longstanding hoax, by the way. You know, there's another one out there. There's some guy.
Right.
I don't know who it is. It was like, I think it happened a while ago, and somebody who hated their, like, ex-brother-in-law.
Okay.
Put up a picture and said, here's the shooter.
Oh, my God. And how do they fucking do this?
And now that guy gets put up every time. I even saw it on the Twitter shortly after the shooting.
The same fucking guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, John Smith is the killer. We've got him identified. Like, people think it's funny now.
Oh, it's hilarious. Could you imagine? Good God, guys.
Ugh. At 5:30 p.m. Eastern, finally, the suspect was publicly identified as Devin Patrick Kelly, a white fuck.
Oh, God.
And a Daily Beast editor tweeted a story including pictures from a Facebook page allegedly belonging to the shooter.
Right.
It says HuffPost was not independently able to corroborate the page.
Right.
People instantly went into the likes on the page. The suspect allegedly liked atheist pages,
yes.
CNN, and something called Together We Rise. Conspiracy theorists pointed to the latter as evidence that he supported Bernie Sanders.
Oh, right.
Some liberal groups with names similar to Together We Rise exist on Facebook, but the only Together We Rise page we could find that users can like on Facebook is a nonprofit that advocates on behalf of fostered youth.
Okay, so...
So the page he liked is a nonprofit advocating on behalf of foster youth.
So because of that, maybe he...
But they said he's a Bernie fan.
Oh, right.
And atheist.
God, you see, the right, you guys are just so fucking dumb. You know? Just stupid.
LinkedIn, he allegedly had a LinkedIn account listing causes he supported, including animal welfare, children, civil rights, and social action, environment, and human rights.
Right. Obviously he was
obviously a socialist cuck.
That's why he went into that church to kill all those people to further human rights or something like that.
Your Newswire is a website that is a fake news site. It is a fake news site.
Right.
May I remind everybody,
it's not real
fucking news site. In fact, I was on it yesterday, yournewswire.com, and you scroll all the way. Well, no, that's a different one I was on.
Yes.
But there was one that's a famous
fake news site,
which over the weekend had trending that Malia Obama had been arrested in a group of black people that beat up an old grandmother.
Is it true? Did Malia beat up an old white woman?
It's not true.
Obama, listen, I know you're involved with the deep state. You're running things. But really,
was trending.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I mean, it went viral over the weekend. So, all the right wing nut jobs were thrilled that Negress, that violent thug, Malia Obama, was arrested, and it's completely made up because if you go to the website that started it.
Yes,
it looks like a real news website, and you scroll down, and it's one of those like the Daily Mail where you scroll down for about a month and a half,
right,
and then you reach the bottom where the info is, and it says, satire in big letters.
Oh my God. You see,
we're satire.
See, at least Obama's a good dad. His kids aren't out there beating up old white people, right?
So this that website then published an article.
How fucking stupid.
Allegedly saying the shooter had ties to Antifa.
Okay.
So this goes on and on and on. Alex Jones jumps in about 6:14.
Sure. He jumps in. He more like cannonballs in.
Wondered on his show whether the shooter was part of, quote, the Antifa revolution against Christians and conservatives. Maybe it's an ISIS op.
God. So now are all these white churches, are they going to start having armed guards?
Oh, they've
said that
already.
People ready for, you know, active shooters?
I saw a few comments on the social medias. People were like, well, I know my little church going to have somebody with a gun now.
You know, I'll just say this. you know, the very existence of guns was kind of the reason this shooting happened, right? And you know, the absence of any reasonable gun control probably had a lot more to do with this shooting than Antifa.
Yeah, I don't. It would have been a different result if he walked in there insulting everyone.
Right. Absolutely.
Then there was another YouTube user who published a video linking the shooter to Antifa, posted by Dave Pollack, the same name,
right,
from before. Monday evening, hundreds of thousands of users across multiple platforms had shared fake news about Monday. Hundreds of thousands of people shared the fake news.
It doesn't fucking matter. I don't even know. How do we exist with right-wing nut job dick bags? You know? Because, you know, in the back of their mind, when they're sharing these outlandish fucking stories, they at least have to think, God, this sounds crazy. What if it's not true? And they probably think, well, so what?
Yeah, they don't care fuck all. They don't give it all. Yeah.
Furthering my cause. That's all I give a shit about.
Don't care at all.
Fuck you, boy.
We talked yesterday about how Rush Limbaugh said that the terrorists don't just come from Al Qaeda. Sometimes terrorists come straight from the Democrat.
Oh yes,
party.
They have a whole terrorism department. We just turn out terrorists all the time. Little camps.
Oh, apparently the Republicans are all terrified of all of us violent libs, Ryan.
Oh yes, fuck you. You're terrified of us.
We've had a violent attack on a Republican senator in his own yard. By
the way, the news of that is out. This poor little Randy Paul.
Oh, God.
Was tackled, apparently, in his own yard. broke some ribs, which is quite painful.
Yeah, I mean, I know I was supposed to laugh at that, but that's funny.
And a bruised lung.
Right. Oh, okay. That sucks.
Again, when that happened, all I could see on Twitter was, look at the violent left. Look at the violent left.
Guys, you have all the guns.
Well, and let's not forget, you think Rand Paul lives in a shitty neighborhood in Kentucky?
No, I don't, Pat.
So his next door neighbor, what do you think the demographic of the next door neighbor might be?
White.
White and rich.
Rich and
you
white.
You mean to tell me you think he's a big old liberal that lives next door to Rand Paul and tackled him because he doesn't like his view on immigration?
No, no. And in fact, I would tell you, if his neighbor happened to be a liberal, they would probably steer clear of that nutbag.
Right.
I would. I don't want to fuck with that lunatic.
So it turns out it's a neighbor fight. They were fighting over, like, it sounds like Rand Paul. First of all, you know they hate each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably have always hated each other, because I think Rand Paul's a dickbag.
Oh, he's a fucking asshole. You imagine living next to that dickhead?
And, in fact, over to the USA Today, it says, Rand Paul is not a perfect neighbor, says community developer.
No, what a shock.
The history between Rand Paul and his neighbor, who is accused of attacking him, is filled with years of angst and petty arguments over misplaced lawn trimmings and branches.
He's like everybody else. Everybody argues about that shit.
Jim Skaggs, developer of the Rivergreen Gated Community in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
How could anything be less than perfect in that little gated community with all those white fuckers?
I think this is something that's been festering. I wanted to build a place where everyone could get along, but I guess that's just impossible.
It's filled with old white assholes, you know?
Paul suffered 5 broken ribs, lacerations on his lungs, after his neighbor, a 59-year-old retired Dr. Rene Boucher,
allegedly
tackled him last week.
It's fucking hilarious.
Laugh. We decry violence.
Whatever. Yeah.
Kentucky State Police have charged Boucher with 4th-degree assault, usually reserved for incidents with minor injuries, but they say he may get a little more because the injury is a little worse than there could be federal charges, facing 10 years in prison for physically attacking a politician. What? Why are they more special than us? Fuck that.
I mean, honestly, that doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, literally, Rand Paul is a legislator.
Wait a minute. That's
some bullshit. He's the people.
That's some bullshit.
God. I mean, you know, it's pretty funny, though. I wish there's no videotape of this. There's no footage.
Oh, that'd be great.
Somebody's got some
security cam footage.
Yeah. It sounds like Rand Paul's living next to Justin Bieber.
They've been neighbors for 17 years. They hate each other.
They hate the fuck out of each other. Remember Justin Bieber and his neighbor getting in all those fights?
Bieber was this
hilarious.
The worst neighbor ever, allegedly. Well, Skaggs.
Not as bad as Rand Paul. I mean, you hate him so much, you got to tackle the guy?
Skaggs suggested it might have stemmed from Paul blowing lawn trimmings repeatedly into his neighbor's yard.
Well, wait a second. Hold on a second. Is Rand Paul actually doing his own lawn?
Sounds like he was cutting his own lawn.
Come the fuck on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sounds like he's cutting his lawn.
I mean, it says somebody to cut this lawn.
This guy said there have been disagreements in the past over lawn clippings or who should cut down a tree branch when it's stretched over a property line.
Oh, my God. Just fucking, can they come together and work? I mean, my God. Rand Paul is a congressperson. He can't negotiate with his fucking... He's a senator.
Yeah.
He can't negotiate with his fucking neighbor about who cuts a fucking branch.
This guy Skaggs describes Boucher as a near perfect neighbor.
Yes.
But said the libertarian politician is a different story. They all hate him.
No, he's an ass bag. This guy.
They say, quote, Rand Paul is, quote, probably the hardest person to encourage to follow the homeowners association regulations.
Then
entitled
right.
Cunt bag.
Hey, Rand, if you don't want to follow the rules of your gated fucking community, then don't live in one. It sounds like a drag.
I'm a senator. I don't have this shit.
Do you have any desire to live in one of these fucking gated
communities? God, I hate Rand Paul even more now.
Do you have any desire to live in one of these fucking gated communities, though?
With all these uptight rich white people? Fuck no.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. Rand, why don't you move out and live somewhere by yourself like a libertarian? Why don't you build a little fucking compound?
I'm
going to
live in the gated community that where Jay-Z lives and where
yeah.
all the rappers live.
Right.
That's going to be fun.
That sounds like fun. This sucks.
It's because of Rand Paul has a strong belief in property rights. Well, don't buy
fuck?
A property in a gated community where there are rules. You don't join that community and then say, fuck your rules.
Fuck your rules. You're doing the Antwoord.
It's a the Antwoord song.
Yolandi. Listen, yeah, you're right. I mean, but if people are going to live side by side in gated communities, don't you know at some point somebody's going to have a branch fall on your yard or maybe...
Well, yeah.
Maybe your grass clippings are going to go into your neighbor's fucking backyard.
It sounds like Rand Paul's a dickbag, though, who won't follow the rules. And it's just like, fuck y'all, I got mine. It's typical Republican.
Absolutely.
My coal plant, you can't make my coal plant put anything on its chimneys. I don't care if it blows into the next state. Fuck the next state.
Fuck that guy. Absolutely. Yeah. It's the party of fuck you.
So Rand Paul's probably like, hey, I don't care. I'm blowing them off of my property. Fuck your property.
Right. Who would you rather live next to? Hillary Clinton or Rand Paul?
Well, of course, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's nice.
You know, those Bill Clinton late night parties.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Hey.
Hey, guys, y'all got any weed? How many times has Bill Clinton said the phrase, y'all got any weed?
Today?
Yeah.
He's
probably a stoner.
This guy says the major problem was getting his house plans approved. He wanted to actually own the property rights and build any kind of house he wanted.
Why doesn't he live in the middle of fucking nowhere?
He didn't end up doing that, but it was a struggle. So they had to fight with him before he even lived there.
He's a fucking dickhead.
He was an asshole.
Right. Good job, dude. He's supposed to be a great negotiator, right? I thought senators were supposed to be like heads of state.
Not Rand Paul.
Diplomats.
He's a douche nozzle.
God.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch the Bitch McConnell.
Mitch the Bitch.
Told reporters he spoke with Rand Paul and says, oh, he'll be back at work maybe next week.
Oh, my God. Is there a more unlikable duo? Could you imagine? Rand Paul and Mitch the Bitch having a phone conversation. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm sure Mitch was overcome with sympathy.
Oh, absolutely. God, does he have that? Does Mitch the Bitch have that in his brain, like the ability to feel something for someone else?
I don't know.
Does Rand Paul fucking have it?
Less.
Yeah.
Probably. Or maybe more than Mitch. Rand Paul's just a nut.
Yeah.
He's libertarian a dickhead. Bullshit, which is, you know.
Mitch McConnell is like a reptile. He's yes. like an iguana, but with bad skin.
So there you go. That's it. Don't let them tell you that it's the evil, the violent libtards. The lawyers even said it had nothing to do with politics. It's a long brewing right. neighbor hatred situation.
How many fights has Bernie Sanders been in about his leaves or something like that with his neighbor? Neighbors, they probably beat the fuck out of each other.
I think Bernie probably pays somebody to cut the lawn.
Hey, are you fucking with me?
Up in Vermont.
You want to fuck with me?
we went off on that tangent.
His own yard by a leftist neighbor, this horrible shooting in Texas. The
guy's a registered Democrat, but of course he's a leftist. Leftist neighbor.
Church. We had this shooting in New York City via the Visa Diversity Program. And now we have the Scott Pruitt story from the Wall Street Journal. This actually was from November 1st. There's an editorial keeping Scott Pruitt safe. Reform in Washington is always difficult, but at the EPA, it's dangerous. Since the Trump administration took orifice, the agency has invested...
Did he just make an orifice joke for office?
No, I think he just fucked up and said orifice.
I think he made... I think
Do you
it's
really?
A joke, yeah.
Oh.
I think that's right-wing humor.
Oh, my... Can we hear that again?
The Trump administration took orifice. The agency has investigated more than 70 credible threats.
Well, because they're trying to destroy the nation.
Orifice.
They're trying to destroy the country with pollution. I don't support the threats, and I don't support right. violence or whatever. But goddamn, when you're going to physically hurt people and physically...
They rolled back the protections of what yeah. could be poured into rivers, streets, streams, and creeks, right? Didn't they do that? Didn't Scott Pruitt do that?
Well, and plus, I'm willing to bet that if we go back to the Obama administration...
Yes.
And their director of the EPA...
Right.
Whoever that was,
yeah,
I don't know who that was.
Fuck it was because they probably did their fucking job.
If somebody said the name, I'd probably recognize it. But I'm sure that person, when they did the opposite,
yes.
got death threats from the right wing nut jobs.
Right.
They all get death threats.
Yeah.
We've gotten not death threats, but yeah. we've gotten threats.
People are nuts. They're lunatics.
Right. I think that's kind of par for the course. But now, Job of the Gun here is trying Ooh. To, of course. The poor, persecuted right. Republicans, the violent left. Look at how they have to protect poor Scott Pruitt.
Oh, yes. Trump's cabinet. They're a bunch of his buddies from the Mar-a-Lago, you know? Fuck Scott Pruitt.
So this is where he says at the end. Terrorists don't always just come from Uzbekistan. Right. They don't just come from Afghanistan. They don't just come from Al-Qaeda. Sometimes terrorists come straight for the Democrat Party. Straight from the American left.
Oh, my God.
Orifice.
You know, well, the orifice is... You know what's crazy? He equates Rand Paul getting attacked in his backyard by his loony neighbor with that fucking shooting.
Sure, it's a culture of violence on the left.
Is Rand Paul upset that his neighbor didn't have a gun? Then they could have shot it out over those fucking leaves. Right. Why did it come to fucking gunshots? Come on, pussies.
So there you go. It's a headline over to the HuffPo is Tinfoil Texas.
Fuck you,
boy. Crackpot's gone wild.
Ooh, eat my dick.
Speaking of, let's see what the actual crackpot's over at the Drudge Report.
Crack.
Are dredging up from the bottom of the cesspit.
Yes.
Matt Drudge and his cronies over there. I wonder
Little
what kind
load
of a
on my dress.
I wonder what kind of a staff he's got.
Staff. Big, thick one, probably. Big, thick.
I mean,
staff.
As far as how many people he's got working for him that do this ridiculous.
No.
I mean, obviously not a lot on website design.
Kate, check, see how many workers Drudge has, okay?
The headline says, according to Page Six, Weinstein indictment next week.
Oh, shit.
Weinstein, Manhattan DA, this is according to Page Six.
Yes.
.com, Manhattan DA to seek Weinstein indictment. As early as next week.
Oh, okay.
the, I know it's indictment. The Manhattan, I was trying to be funny, like Orifice.
Oh, yes. Orifice. I can't believe, you think he was making a joke that went the
yeah,
fuck
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
God damn, Rush.
The Manhattan District Attorney will seek an indictment against Harvey Weinstein as early as next week, according to an NYPD plan to immediately slap the movie mogul in cuffs, according to the Post.
He might like that.
Cops have been building a case against the predatory producer for allegedly raping actress Paz de la Huerta.
Oh, wee wee.
Twice in 2010.
Right. Oh, God. What a monster.
So there you go. Paz de la Huerta is just one of dozens of women accusing Weinstein of sexual assault or harassment.
What was she in? What movie?
Harassment, for those of us across the pond.
Harassment!
But police believe her. She was in Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, that's right.
But police believe her case is particularly strong because the alleged rapes happened within the statute of limitations, and she can recount both incidents in detail.
That's right. God.
So, Buck Harvey Weinstein.
Maybe
God, if he goes to jail, that would be awesome.
That would be insane. It would be great.
I don't know that they actually got anything legally on Kevin Spacey. Like, the stories that are coming out about him, it seems like he might have succeeded. He had to succeed once or twice in putting the moves on a 14-year-old or to 18-year-old. But there's a couple stories out, you know, of younger dudes, including Richard Dreyfuss's son just came out with
a
story when Dreyfuss and Spacey were doing a Broadway show together.
Right.
That they were all hanging together. He was 18 at the time, and that Spacey did the putting the hand on the thigh thing.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
And may have grabbed his crotch.
I got to tell you, Richard Dreyfuss's son does a play with Kevin Spacey on Broadway.
No, Dreyfuss did the play. The son was hanging out.
Oh, okay.
With
I'm
Dad
sorry,
and Kevin.
God, what play was Dreyfuss in with Kevin Spacey? I wonder. God, that's a. I mean, I hate saying it.
Probably Yonkers, right?
God,
maybe?
It was probably a great fucking play. Ugh, God.
Neil Simon, maybe Austin Yonkers, possibly.
God damn it! Why are you gonna waste two actors like Kevin Spacey and fucking Richard Dreyfuss on a Neil Simon play? I mean, really, what's something like Pinter, or like? In a mammoth. That would be cool.
It's his Dreyfuss's son, Harry.
Man. Kevin Spacey, dude. You're a fucking dickhead. What the fuck?
Happened one night. The three of us were alone in Kevin's apartment rehearsing my father's lines. My father didn't see. I didn't tell him about the incident for many years. Instead, I spent 9 years telling people the story at parties for laughs.
Wow.
Dreyfuss said, Kevin Spacey is a sexual predator, but I still never thought about taking it seriously. I never thought talking about it seriously was ever an option.
Oh, shit. You know, God, how horrible. Dude, you're getting hit on somebody's fucking son. Oh, shit.
He said, during the script reading session, Spacey repeatedly placed his hand on his thigh while his father was focused on the script.
Oh, my God.
Over the course of about 20 seconds, centimeter by centimeter, Kevin crawled his hand from my thigh to over towards my crotch.
Oh, my fucking God. They're at a read-through for a play?
And
Kevin
his apartment.
Spacey is fucking doing this?
With his dad sitting there.
Oh, man.
My mind went blank. Suddenly, he had completed his journey, and now he had all of me in his hand. Ah! I stopped reading the script, and my eyes went wide. I don't know how long we sat there like that. It could have been as little as a few seconds, or it could have been 5 minutes. The hardest part of the story for me to recall. What I do remember is that, other than being a shy kid who obviously admired Kevin Spacey a lot, I never once gave him a signal that I would want to be with him in that way.
Right. God, I mean, this really speaks to Richard Dreyfuss and his acting. I mean, he really gets into a part when he's concentrating, you know? He doesn't even notice that his son is getting felt up by this fucking guy.
Apparently not.
I mean, God, he's really in character.
He's grabbing his son's dick right
God,
there.
God, that's bananas. That's
Jesus
fucked up.
Christ.
You're in somebody's house, it's merely house. Jacking off the guy's son while you're reading a play. God. I'm not trying to make light of this, but when I read something and, you know, you're reading a part, I have to concentrate, you know, I have to put everything I'm doing into that thing I'm reading.
Well, he was.
Well,
That's why he didn't see his son getting his dick touched.
I'm talking about Kevin Spacey.
Oh, well, you know, maybe
how
he
the fuck can he multitask?
They were working on Dreyfus's line, so maybe maybe Kevin Spacey's a good memorizer.
Right. God.
Already had it knocked down.
He's like, it's how I work, okay?
All kinds of other shit. Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen, and others over at the Drudge Report. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right.
Takes you over to Jeff Bezos' site where you can buy all kinds of great shit for great prices.
Oh, wee wee.
And whatever you get, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
And there's one report over here at the Drudge Report, a little bit lower down, says,
oh, God.
Texas shooter yelled, everybody die, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. What a horror seeing these fucking guns, man. There's another fucking shooting today in North Carolina or South Carolina or something. What difference does it fucking make? Ugh.
Come on.
I mean,
another headline at the Drudge. This is very important. Wrestler Ric Flair says he slept with 10,000 women.
God. Did he fuck Kevin Spacey?
Women.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Is that...
God, Kevin, you know...
What's the Drudge angle? They're horrified, I'm sure.
Of what? Ric Flair?
Or proud. I don't know. They're pretty men's right advocate. Why is Drudge sharing this? Why is this important that Ric Flair has allegedly slept with 10,000?
Well, because Ric Flair is a big, strong man. He's a wrestler. And he fucked, you know, he spread his seed everywhere, and we should be, like, in awe of him, right?
Oh, the white people, sure.
Yes.
But what were the comments when the same number came out?
Oh, God, that basketball player.
For Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
They were Wilt, horrified.
Right. Didn't Magic Johnson sleep with a shit ton of...
Allegedly.
Right. How many people for Elvis do you think? Probably not that many because he died young, swaying the drugs.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
He had his own 14-year-old.
Everybody get their dicks in line. Oh, did he really? Oh, that's right. He married, what's her face when she was young?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Lisa Marie. No, that's the daughter. I'll think of her name.
Guy, you know, these white guys running around with their dicks, it's a scourge on society. And to me... You think, so what does the pharmaceutical industry do? They're like, oh, you know what? These white guys, they get old. They can't get hard anymore. Wonderful, right? That's like a good thing for society. Now the pharmaceutical industry is like, hey, here's some Viagra.
Right.
What a horror scene.
And that one was fast track too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. What about AIDS? You guys got anything for AIDS? No. Some white old rapey dudes that want to get hard again.
They're probably like, we've got this cancer medication, but we noticed in certain dosages it makes a guy hard. Forget the cancer!
Oh, man.
The hashtag I voted, please, 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 please go out and vote if you're in a state that be voting today. If you're in Virginia.
Yeah.
New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera.
I was going to say, vote against people that have a high NRA rating, right?
Yeah, Virginia's a big deal. That's going to be a real kick in the taint to the Democrats if they lose that one.
Right. That's going to suck.
That will suck because...
How do we know Russia's not fucking with that election?
That'll embolden... Well, we don't. And that'll embolden the... the governor there...
Yes.
The outgoing governor, Terry McAuliffe, was pretty... they put in some measures, like they did some stuff to kind of help ensure that the machines can't get hacked and
right.
stuff, bless you that the oh, bless you
still have this fucking Lord. Cold and you know Sky God, if you're listening, suck my dick, and for that shooting today, suck a dick, you suck.
So yeah, go out and vote. We really need Virginia,
right?
It's a little early, so we don't have anything.
I used to live there.
Oh, in Virginia?
Yes.
I thought you were in West Virginia.
No. Oh, my God. No, dude. No. Fuck off. I lived in Virginia. What's wrong with West Virginia? Nothing. Not a thing. You know what? West Virginia brought forth the best season ever of Toddlers and Tiaras. You remember that show?
Yeah, sad, sad show.
Toddlers and Tiaras, baby.
That's how Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, okay.
Got her start, right?
That's right.
She was one of the toddlers.
From West Virginia? Is she from there?
I don't know. You know, somewhere south. I don't know if she was from West Virginia.
God, recently I saw some hack comic trot out as Honey Boo Boo material. Ooh, oh, my God.
Very timely.
How long ago was Honey Boo Boo? Like a decade?
It's been a while. I mean,
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's been a while.
Y'all remember Honey Boo Boo? Oh, my God. Go buy DVDs about Honey Boo Boo on Amazon, please.
That reminds me, tonight, not only after our show, if you're listening live, is a brand new awesome episode of K-Voice, Voice of Resistance.
Viva la Resistance!
And then available iTunes, Stitcher, et cetera, but also tonight, y'all be prepared, gird thine loins, brand new Hollywood Hick tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast streaming, and then it'll be out probably tomorrow on the iTunes.
Oh, my God, dude. I just saw a fucking car go by, and I shit you not, a fucking Confederate flag flying from it. Right outside the fucking window.
Welcome to Florida.
Hey, shove your heritage up your fucking dick. Oh, my God, dude. It was like a 1980-something Celica.
With a Confederate flag hanging out the window.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. We need that.
Fuck your politics. Fuck everybody's politics and your heritage. Shove it up your ass.
It's my heritage.
I still
love the people I know that... one of which lives in Wisconsin.
Right.
Born and raised in fucking Wisconsin and is doing the MyHeritage thing on
with the Confederate flag?
Oh, sure.
But they're from Wisconsin.
You know.
I don't even understand
Lived in
that.
Texas for 10 minutes and then moved back to Wisconsin. And apparently now he's qualified to fly the Southern Pride flag.
It's all, I don't know. It's just
California.
Stupid. It's fucking stupid.
We talked about yesterday. How did a school in Anaheim, California end up with Johnny Rebel as its mascot? And we found out because the white students voted during the civil rights era to say, fuck you, Negroes.
Why would they do that in the first place? Out in California.
Because it was Anaheim.
Yeah. God, I just.
Because it's Orange County.
Right. You're right.
The festering butthole of the Los Angeles area.
You know what? Actually, Orange County, they have shit tons of stories of cops losing their guns.
Oh, I remember that.
Like, how many times? I mean, what the fuck?
Oops.
I think one guy left his fucking gun on top of his fucking car, a cop. Drove off.
Didn't one leave it in the shitter somewhere?
Idiot.
Like in a bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere
in the bathroom, whatever. Hey, but we need more guns in this country because, you know, all you gun owners are so fucking responsible. But the problem is, I mean, you do have responsible gun owners, right? I mean, out
well,
there.
Sure.
But the one time they fuck up, you know, somebody gets killed.
I was going to say my dad was a responsible gun owner, but then, I don't know, it was in a sock drawer. It wasn't like in
right.
a... It wasn't in any kind of a space, a safe or anything like
didn't,
that.
Didn't you have somebody in your neighborhood that you knew that...
But I knew how to shoot.
Right. Oh, good. In case somebody came in or something? Or
I guess that's what he would have probably said is the reason.
Right, right.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know. I mean...
But it wasn't an arsenal like these,
right.
these mentally ill people have who are... There was a stat that we found out that...
Yeah.
That... It's only like, what, 25% or something? Less than a quarter of the nation actually owns guns.
Right.
But it's a small percentage of those that own most of the guns. It's like the one percenters of gunnage.
Yeah.
And they own the vast majority because they're nuts and have like 40, 50 guns.
Dude, just for shits and giggles, I was at the fucking back porch bar and grill where I do comedy sometimes and... I don't know. I was just sitting out in the balcony and the little porch area, and there were a bunch of regulars out there, and I forgot how guns came up, and I was like, who here has a gun? I'm just curious. Who has a gun? Everybody in their...
On them or...
In their car.
Oh, yeah.
Two guns. 9mm and a 380.
Wait, one guy had a 9mm and a 380.
All guys had a 9mm and a 380.
Oh, that's the standard.
Why? Why is that combination so fucking popular? What does that do for you?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, why do I need two of them?
I don't know.
Is there a shootout?
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
How many bullets did come in a 9mm? Like 9?
Depends on the gun. 10-ish? The one we shot had...
10-ish.
Well, the one we had 12.
Oh, yeah?
12-round
right.
magazines, or clips, actually. The
you could have an extended clip.
Or no, those were magazines. Right. But
in a 380, what is that? Like one of those hand
cannons?
Well,
that's just the size of the caliber of the gun. It's a 38.
But does it have a barrel loading mechanism or a clip?
Yes, depending on the gun. Again, it's the size of the ammo, jeez, not the. It's, you know what I mean, when they say I brought my 45. There's dozens of different brands and types of 45s, and there are rifles that shoot 45 bullets. There are pistols that shoot 45 bullets.
God, why can't people just have crossbows?
My dad had a. I want to say a 32 snub nose. Do I know what I'm talking about there?
I've seen I know what that is. That's a gun they had in like the mob movies or something.
Right. It was like snub a little, nose. It was like a little like, come here. Yeah. Oh yeah. Say, listen, say.
A little pea shooter. Is that, that's like,
well,
a.
No, it's a 32. It's a.
Will it know. Blow a hole in you?
Sure.
Perfect.
You know, a 22 is a little lure bullet.
Yeah.
And 32 is bigger. My dad had that, and then he had a 45 pistol that was really fun to shoot.
Is that big?
Yes. That one will hurt.
I got a 380 and a 9mm. A whole lot. Yeah.
That's why I was looking, when we went shooting that one time, I was looking at that 45 Magnum that would have been like shooting a howitzer.
Right.
Which would have been fun.
Thank God we have all these guns and all these shootings. Gives us something to talk about.
I don't know why my dad needed this shit,
you know, but at least your dad was in the military.
Sure.
Right. And he maybe knew how to be responsible with a fucking gun. Oh God. All these drunks hanging out at bars. I got two guns in my glove compartment.
Hung out with cops all the time.
Well, they're responsible with guns most of the time. Right. As long as you're white.
Didn't
that one guy in your neighborhood shoot out a something on a?
No, that would have been my uncle at a Christmas party.
Christmas.
They had a great house. It was the backyard. They didn't have a fence, so where their backyard ended, a forest preserve began.
Oh, cool!
It was really cool. So
lock and load.
Well, yeah, and I believe it was. An Uzi. I'm not sure it was 100% legal at the time. He was a DEA agent.
Right.
No, a customs agent. Excuse me. I had a different uncle who was a DEA agent. But
everybody was above board and things like that.
The police showed up.
Right.
And when they found out he was also a cop, they were like, oh, whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit. They weren't like, let's see the gun.
He shot out a transformer. A couple houses lost their power.
Why the fuck did he shoot it out, though?
It was not intentional.
He wasn't like, look at this.
No. Just,
well, what was he shooting at,
though? I don't know. I didn't see it. I heard it. And then heard my aunt saying really bad words and stuff. And there may have been some alcohol involved. Yeah.
My dad built a Jacob's ladder in the garage and took out television reception in his neighborhood. I don't know. I think that's a real story, I imagine. I don't even know how you build one of those. But, you know.
Different generation of crazy.
Right.
And fun crazy.
Now you just get your email hacked.
Now we have video games.
Oh, yes.
I don't know which is better.
Well, video games, because I'm not going to get shocked. I don't know how a Jacob's ladder can hurt you, but...
I don't think my dad was pretty tame.
He occasionally,
well, and you know, crazy stories like that.
Yeah.
Like there's no,
I mean,
like,
I know a couple of stories that are less than tame, but on the average.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not, you know, like fun shooting out a transformer with an Uzi or anything that. Little stroll down memory lane, everybody.
Guns killed people. That's the point.
Yes.
Right.
I got a couple stories that we didn't get to over the past couple of days, too.
Fuck you.
You can find these on our social medias also.
That's right.
Somebody hire Julie. Julie Briskman is hero who was photographed. God damn them for finding out who it was, by the way.
How the fuck did they do that?
I don't know. Somehow they tracked her down.
Right.
And she got fired.
No.
From her job now.
That's bullshit.
Government contractor.
Okay.
Akima LLC fired her.
Right.
It was, she was bicycling near Sterling, Virginia, near Schittler's golf course when he left. And the presidential motorcade. How does that happen? I thought they like clear traffic and everything. But
well, maybe
I guess,
they're shitty.
I guess if a bicyclist, they just.
Yeah. That is weird, right? Like. Yeah, I don't
like
get
how did
that.
She get next to the presidential?
And how did she? How did they motorcade. Figure her out? Did Schindler use resources to figure out who the fuck she was to get her fired?
I don't know if they did it, but some journalists or something tracked her down.
God, guys, who cares?
The Saturday interview with the HuffPost. She is a 50-year-old mother of two. She said she was stunned. Someone had taken a picture of her. Giving Trump the finger.
Right. She's cool as fuck.
As the picture became more viral online, she fessed up to her HR department.
Why?
And by Tuesday, her bosses called her into a meeting, said she had violated the company's social media policy by using the photo as her profile picture on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, she's a badass. She loves it.
They said, quote, we're separating from you. Basically, you cannot have lewd or obscene things on your social media. So they were calling flipping Trump off obscene, she said.
No, okay. What about the money we spend so he can go to this fucking golf course to cheat?
Yeah.
I find that lewd.
They told her that because Akima was a government contractor, the picture could hurt their business, which they probably got that's not something where Obama would retaliate.
No.
Trump absolutely goddamn well would.
Yeah, dude.
Find out what this company is. Fire them. I mean, I'm all fired.
Right. Ugh.
And Virginia, of course, is an employment at will state, which means they've the Republicans have sucked out all protections for workers and labor.
Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck.
And employers can fire you for any time, for any reason whatsoever.
Goddamn. Yeah, welcome to the GOP wet dream. Anybody can get shot to death at any moment, and there's no protection for your job.
She said it's particularly infuriating because recently a male colleague got in trubs at the job for posting lewd comments on his Facebook page.
Right.
That featured Akima LLC as his cover photo. The colleague was reprimanded for calling someone a fucking libtard asshole on Facebook.
Right.
But he was allowed to just delete the post and keep his job. But no, she got fired.
Yeah, and it was like a wide shot, too, for flipping the president off.
She says, how is that any less obscene than me flipping off the president?
It's more obscene, right?
So, big fuck you to Akima.
Right.
And if she's got a colleague who's calling someone a fucking libtard asshole, I'm sure they're a bunch of wonderful people to work with there. She's better off. She seems nonplussed by it. She's like, it's cool.
And I bet she gets a job. I bet she gets a fucking job.
She said she's actually excited because now she wants to go work for something she believes in, like Planned Parenthood or PETA.
Right. Good for her.
How did it happen? She said, all of a sudden I looked and Trump's motorcade was passing by. My blood started to boil. I'm thinking DACA recipients are getting kicked out. He pulled ads for open enrollment on Obamacare. Only one third of Puerto Rico has power. I'm thinking he's at a goddamn golf course again.
Right.
So I flipped off the motorcade a number of times.
I mean, Donald, what do you expect? I don't mean to be a fucking asshole here, but look at your approval rating. That's you getting flipped off is sort of
she has
she speaks for the country, don't you think?
She has no regrets. Zero regrets, she says.
Badass.
She says she's happy to be an image of protest.
Hell yeah.
Resonating with many Americans. She says, in some way, I'm doing better than ever. I'm angry about where our country is right now. I'm appalled. This was an opportunity for me to say something.
Yeah, good for her.
On Monday, Akima's website went down, interestingly enough.
Oh, shit.
And her friends have now started a GoFundMe campaign to help her while she's looking for a job. So
good for them.
If you go to the HuffPost story about it, there's a link to the GoFundMe campaign.
What a bunch of fucking weasels, that company. I mean, you would think something like that.
Already got 15 grand.
Right, right. Oh, that's awesome.
They've already raised 15 grand for her.
Awesome. Yeah. But like, why not a warning or a reprimand or something like that? Immediate firing? Come on. That's fucking ridiculous.
There you go. Maybe they're right-wing assholes that run the place.
They probably are.
When that one guy called somebody a fucking libtard, they were probably like, oh, well, okay.
You know, I read some article this guy wrote who he worked for a government contractor, and all his co-workers, they were so excited when Trump got elected because they thought all these contracts would fucking roll in. But Trump hasn't been able to staff his administration, so a lot of these contracts aren't happening because of the wait.
Yeah.
They don't have time to pass out these contracts. And his company went out of fucking business.
Nice. You jobs, know? Jobs, jobs.
Right. He doesn't have time to give out the jobs because he hasn't hired people to give out the motherfucking jobs.
There's a story over to Politico.
Yes.
Which is a profile of Trump's longtime talent-snapping buddy and bodyguard, Keith Schiller.
Oh, yes. Oh, isn't this guy testifying or something?
I think he's supposed to talk to the... Yeah, today.
Right.
He's supposed to talk to the House Intelligence Committee.
This is where the pee-pee tape comes from, by the way.
The one interesting little tidbit from that story over to Politico is that... Trump asked the White House chefs, which are, always five-star, really successful. Obviously, they don't pull somebody off the local Waffle House.
Could you imagine, dude?
They would probably be excellent.
Dude,
cooks.
I bet they'd be great.
Those guys and women are amazing that do that cooking. Yeah. But
so fast, too. I don't know how you do it.
But, he asked them to recreate McDonald's food.
Okay. Sorry.
You okay over there?
I'm choking. I'm choking to death, Kate. Don't worry about it. Fuck this guy.
But he was disappointed because apparently the probable Kobe beef they were using and amazing ingredients and wonderful chefery that they were whipping up didn't replicate his quarter pounder with cheese and fries.
Oh my God, imagine.
So he sent the bodyguard out to get him Mickey D's.
Oh my God, you bag of shit. Hey, imagine right now, just think about it. You have a personal chef. What do you demand to be prepared for you?
Oh my God. My mind is reeling with so many different things.
I want some kind of fucking steak. And for breakfast, I want sushi. And you know, I want a burrito for lunch. Fucking fries. You ask a fucking chef to recreate McDonald's and it's not good enough for you?
The order.
Damn, dude.
The standing order was, I would like a quarter pounder with cheese, no pickles, extra ketchup. Along with a fried apple pie for dessert.
Are you making up that last fucking part?
Along with a fried apple pie for dessert. I'm reading it.
What the fuck? I mean, come the fuck on, man. Extra ketchup. Man, fuck you. This is nuts. You got your own personal fucking chef. I mean, really? I want Brussels sprouts. The things you could order.
Well, yeah.
You have some guy with five stars or whatever the fuck. Hey, I want you to recreate, Del Taco or something, or sliders from White Castle.
I want chili cheese fries from.
There really must be something like, I'm not kidding, like mentally up with this dude. You know, something's fucked up about him.
Yeah.
Is Ivanka the same fucking way? I've seen her. She doesn't look like she eats fast food all the time.
Probably. She's probably sushi.
Oh, God.
She's the one who eats the really expensive foo-foo food.
Really, what would you have? What would you have? What would be your dish?
Well, it depends.
I know.
I don't know. I like steak.
I would love a steak. And a what a steak.
Potatoes and
blue cheese on it or some shit like that.
How dare you ruin a steak with blue cheese?
No. You know, like, right. I want a Big Mac. Fucking idiot.
That's our president, ladies and gentlemen.
Stupid as fuck, man.
In fact, there's a a Wall Street analyst said he's worried that Trump has serious and unaddressed health issues.
Oh, okay. Thanks, genius.
Quote, a Secret Service agent source for this guy professed, quote, I've never seen anyone with worse dietary habits. Said, I've never seen him eat a piece of fruit.
Right. Didn't Grover Cleveland have a horrible diet? Didn't he eat a bunch of bad shit?
I think Grover Cleveland was like 300 pounds, wasn't he? Yeah. He was a big boy.
Trump's got a big ass. And I'm not body shaming the guy. I'm just making an observation. His ass is larger than I would expect.
I got an implant. Like,
did
like
he really?
J-Lo. Like Kim Kardashian. It said this guy also claims that the president is at least 50 pounds overweight.
Wow.
Only sleeps 4 hours a night. Prefers well-done steaks, cheeseburgers, and French fries.
Or he gets mad.
There you go.
He gets mad. He's like, I got a fucking chef here.
We know he likes KFC, too, because we've seen a couple pictures of him, like when he was on the plane and stuff with a bucket of KFC.
You think he eats Chick-fil-A, or does it bother him politically, so he probably doesn't eat it? I don't eat that shit. Do you think he
I don't think it bothers him politically,
but... Chick-fil-A?
I don't think he knows from Chick-fil-A. They're not up in... up in New York, right. Are they?
But if somebody's like, hey, Trump, why don't we stop by Chick-fil-A? He'll be like, no. They support organizations that give money to candidates that are anti-LGBT.
No, then...
Doesn't say that,
is he with Pence?
Pence is...
Are they going out for lunch?
Pence is masturbating.
Is Trump the third so that Pence can go out and have lunch with a woman colleague and
God.
Not have to worry about blowing a load on her?
Gross. Listen, I am digesting, for lack of a better term, what you just said to me. 50 pounds overweight.
Yes.
50 pounds overweight.
At least. 50
doesn't fucking sleep. Sitting there just mowing down on a goddamn apple pie.
But we've never had a healthier specimen.
What's that doctor of his? What's that doctor fucking doing?
I don't know. Lying.
God damn. This guy must like... How many Tums does this motherfucker take every day? I got to take a digestion thing. If I have pizza, I get heartburn or something.
How
bullshit.
Long is he in the bathroom every day? I mean, it's got to be a horrific...
That's where he's tweeting. You know what I mean? He spends all day filling up that colon, and then he goes empty shit out, and he starts World War III on the fucking toilet. I guarantee you.
One time I heard that he dictates his tweets, but there's no way some of those. With the spelling errors and everything, there's no fucking way.
Maybe it's a dumbass. Maybe he has a dumbass working for him. Some idiot.
Somebody's got to go sit in the bathroom with him while he's shitting so he can dictate tweets.
I don't fucking know what goes on. Ugh.
Good news.
Whatever, man. I fucking president's just chewing down apple pies. Doesn't give a fuck about gun control. Who cares? What is it? The good news.
And probably trying to find the local McDonald's in Seoul right now.
Hey, Trump, you're going to be fucked. I lived in Koreatown and as did that vile experience, and there's a lot of shit there that's going to freak you the fuck out.
Well, and McDonald's in other countries ain't McDonald's here.
Yeah, right.
You're not getting the exact same thing you think you're getting
necessarily.
I sadly have eaten at McDonald's in other countries.
That was for the novelty. The novelty of
it. Yeah, one time I didn't. But they had beer.
Yeah.
In my defense.
For instance,
they do sell beer in McDonald's
okay.
in Europe.
Right.
So I was trapped in a town.
Yes.
That it was Spain. It was a siesta time.
Ooh,
and I timed things poorly.
Fuck
so
you.
Literally everything closed in this little town except
right.
the goddamn cocking McDonald's.
Talk.
So I was like, well, fuck. Yeah. And then my train was leaving. So it wasn't like I could wait for siesta to be over and then have a decent lunch at a place that opened. I kind of had to eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So.
One time at a restaurant in Koreatown, I cracked open an egg and a fucking abortion slipped out. Honestly, I thought it was a hard boiled egg, but it wasn't. You're supposed to crack it and then dump it in oil, cook the fucking thing. I mean, Donald, you're going to have a rough time. There's no Egg McMuffins there, you dickhead.
I'm not eating abortion. Your fish testicles.
Yeah, you are.
Good news out of Texas.
Oh, yes. Fish balls.
Apparently, there was a little white butthurt rally that was a little impromptu butthurt rally of white tiki torch wearing.
Oh, God.
Tiki torch waving.
Did they?
The white polo shirt, khaki is now the uniform.
So were they marching with actual tiki torches?
Oh, they had torches. That's what got them in trouble. A group of white supremacists at the University of Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Were chased off campus by the popo.
Right.
Before they could start the rally.
Oh, God.
The demonstrators, some of them were masked and some of them were carrying torches.
Tiki torches.
Were asked to leave.
Oh, God.
Officials said about 24 demonstrators were gathering and lighting tiki torches
on
the main hall. Tiki torch, that company's like, fuck, God, stop it.
Well, you know, man, right now the weather in northern Florida is perfect backyard weather. It's not hot. It's like perfect. I would love, personally, to get like 4 tiki torches out there. But I'm not going to, because I don't want to look like a racist fucking dickbag. Right.
I'm sure our neighbors have some.
Oh, absolutely. Fuckheads.
Police, they were also wearing American flag masks.
What?
You know, you're supposed to honor the flag. You're supposed to honor the flag and not desecrate it.
I got an American flag mask. What does that mean?
Don't let the Negroes kneel while one's waving in the air and that song is playing. But God damn it, I can wear. I got my American flag boxers on with a shit stain right down the stripes. Oh,
yeah. Perfect.
I'm honoring my country.
Why are you wearing an American flag mask, though? That is fucked up. Like they took a flag and made it into a fucking mask. What?
Gregory Fenves, the university president there at University of Texas.
Gregory.
Said the actions of white supremacists and other hate groups are completely anathema.
Anathema. Shit.
To UT's values. Ooh. And I abhor what they represent.
Oh, okay.
Look at this guy whipping out really good words.
Yeah.
These are difficult times for our nation.
Yes.
With movements fueled by hatred increasingly taking root. As we saw in Charlottesville and elsewhere, we must continue to denounce these ugly, un-American ideas in the strongest terms.
Hell yeah. Well, that's good. You know.
The demonstrators, who police described as...
Yes?
Mostly white men.
Oh, what a shocker.
Violated policies against masks and open flames.
God. You know what? I mean, not only are they racist, they're a fucking fire hazard, you know? And they got guns. Horrendous.
So, chased off campus.
Right.
And, you know, depending on where you read that story, you'll see some butt hurt. The First Amendment. They'll let Antifa go out and rape people.
Yeah.
But some patriot white men want to go out and march with torches and they're thrown off.
I made a mask out of the American flag. Eat my dick.
Amazing.
So stupid. Oh, hey, by the way, real quick, I just want to address some things on Twitter. At Crab Diving, by the way, follow us there.
Sure.
There's a picture of Schittler getting ready for a shower. He's naked. Maude Gonne tweeted that. I think that might be Photoshopped.
I think it's probably Photoshopped, but thanks. Yes.
And at Thread and Thumb, I don't know if Trump's special sauce is ketchup. Gross.
I want extra ketchup.
Extra ketchup, man.
No pickles.
He's got a 5-star Michelin chef, right? Or do restaurants get that? Or do chefs get that?
2-hour beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. Pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bag.
God, he loves McDonald's. I like McDonald's.
That's Burger King I was doing.
Oh, that's Burger King? Oh, okay. I love McDonald's. I do.
Well, you know, there's some good stuff there. I do have to admit, the last time I had like a McDonald's gut bomb, like a double cheeseburger and fries, I really felt like someone had kicked me in the stomach for like 2 days.
Do you feel like sitting around and tweeting about World War III, though, when you're done eating that?
And it's got to be the quality. Because I'll go somewhere else and have a giant burger, but a nice, good place, a good restaurant with good ingredients and stuff. And I won't feel right. as horrific as I do sometimes eating at McDonald's.
When he goes to McDonald's and say, listen.
Who?
Keith, the special, Donald Trump's special buddy.
Oh, the bodyguard.
His cuck buddy. He sends out to get a hamburger. Does his cuck buddy say, hey, listen, McDonald's, just so you know, this quarter pounder is being made for El Presidente. Put some extra love in there.
I'll give you a special sauce.
Ooh, yes.
There's a part of an investigation.
Yes.
Nicole Wallace over at MSNBC, who, by the way, is a Republican, or was. She may have gone independent now because she was a never Trumper and she's horrified by this. The woman that brought us Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God.
That helped bring us Sarah Palin.
Thanks a lot.
Is horrified by the Republican Party.
I would like to say that she has a hand in starting this Tea Party bullshit, which I think all this crap comes from. The idiot Tea Party, right? Gives a voice to all the dumbass, marginal, dipshit Republicans.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She gave a, Nicole Wallace talked to Katie Tour over there at the MSNBC.
Yes.
And she, during the campaign, Nicole Wallace was out talking to voters. You know, that was her thing. And,
right.
And especially Trump voters.
Yes.
So she's gone back out and tracked down some of the Trump voters she interviewed before the election last year.
Oh, cool.
To see how they feel now.
They love it.
I don't know how long this, just read it. It's a pretty long tape. Wallace said, I was out on Sunday, went back to Pennsylvania, which is one of my favorite spots. I talked to a couple of people who are two Trump voters who were lifelong Democrats.
Oh my, how does that work?
Shame on them.
Wait, for as long as they can remember, they voted Democrat. And this guy said something that made them want to switch parties. Yeah.
The husband, or no, Dave, they're not, I don't think they're married. Dave Locke is the guy. Judy Phelps is the woman. Dave was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Okay.
Who voted for Trump.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
None whatsoever.
It makes no sense.
She pointed out to them. That the poll numbers have plummeted, and Judy said, it hasn't dropped in my house.
Oh, my God.
She did admit that Trump makes her cringe at times. She said, when I knew that he was going to go on a 12-day tour of China and Japan, I was just keeping my fingers crossed that he was diplomatic.
Oh, my God. Do you think you'd have the same fears if your guy Bernie was elected? Or Hillary?
Or any other Republican.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're nervous.
Nicole Wallace asked, are you nervous when he talks? Judy said, a little bit, yes.
A little bit?
Now, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Dave Locke.
Dave.
Who I really can't wrap my brain around the fact that he was a Sanders supporter who then voted Trump. He's a fucking asshole.
Is there something in that Bernie stood for? This is going to sound crazy.
Oh, yeah, he hates black people.
No, that was my point, though. I mean, is there something in his platform
that
some idiot could have misconstrued? The
populism. The economic populism. And right. Trump touched on that, but he threw in the Republican conservative social issues. But he was the one saying, look at all these rich people. Everything's good for them. He's right. I'm going to pass laws. They're probably going to hurt myself. I have to admit. Remember that?
Yeah,
and now the tax plan that came out is like a warm, sloppy blowjob with fingers.
Yeah, the estate
two
shit,
nickels
right?
deep in the back.
Yeah.
If you're into that,
yeah. How the fuck can you vote Democrat and then switch to Trump? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Dave Locke was laid off from his job with General Electric.
Yes.
Once backed Bernie Sanders, switched to Trump because he thought Trump would bring about change. Well,
hey, congratulations. You got your wish.
Locke said, we always see the Harrison Fords that play the president who's tough, punches the bad guy in the face.
Oh,
now
God.
We have one of those people, and he's going to get things done. And I think it's good.
Oh, you dumbass. You fucking idiot.
They wanted daddy. But Nicole Wallace said, well, yeah, but now he's fighting with members of his own cabinet,
right.
Former presidents, Republican senators, etc.
And he's treasonous. He's treasonous.
He said, I think they would go away if we quit advertising them.
What the fuck does that fucking mean?
This guy's dumb as fuck.
Meaning that the press, they spend time.
Quit giving all the people that are saying bad things about Trump a voice. Is what he's saying.
Like people of color, gay people, things like that.
Oh, this is horrible. We as a country are making him look like an ass. Oh, fuck you, Dave. Fuck you, Dave. You're even dumber than I thought.
You fucking idiot.
Fuck you. He needs to try to defend himself.
Oh, God, Dave. You know what's sad? You
we
can vote.
Make him look like an ass.
It's sad people this fucking dumb can vote. It's sad for the fucking country.
Holy shit.
What an idiot. Bernie Sanders would be disgusted by your politics, you piece of shit.
It's his white butthurt. Nicole Wallace said, do you think he does anything to make himself look like an ass? And Dave Locke, moron of Ooh. Pennsylvania, said, he helps, absolutely. Maybe he's not doing it in the appropriate way with the most appropriate of words. But leave him alone and let him do his job and see what he can do. Leave Trump alone!
Just let him sit there tweeting about World War III and then eat his fucking apple pies.
Leave Trump alone.
Yeah, the Secret Service guy. I mean...
This is why we're doomed. Yeah. I just think if there are actual people... I thought people like this were like a cartoonish creation of Russian trolls. But if there's enough people like Dave out there, we're doomed. And we deserve to be doomed.
Do you think... this is a weird thing, but do you think, let's say the president is 50 pounds overweight.
That's lowballing, but yeah.
Right? Well, and he's sitting around at home eating McDonald's and even apple pies. Doesn't he have a duty to the country to not do that so he can effectively fill his position?
And I get 2 scoops of ice cream.
God. I mean, shouldn't the Secret Service... be like blocking his mouth from these apple pies and the fries.
It's not their job. They throw themselves in front of bullets, not in front of embolisms.
No, to keep the president safe, right? That's their job.
Right.
Well, if he has a heart attack, you know what I mean? It's an outside force entering his body.
Try to stop him.
I don't know.
Fling yourself in front of that Happy Meal and see.
What a fucking baby. I got a fucking professional chef. Bring me french fries.
I understand there's new Pokemon toys.
Does he get the toys from McDonald's?
I bet he does.
I bet he fucking does.
Give me one of those toys. I don't want the Happy Meal, but I want one of the toys.
I want to see Thor. God.
So that's what's going on there. I don't even know what the last story we did was because I've got eight things open here on the magic spreadsheet. And
some dickhead who votes for Trump, who's a lifelong Democrat.
Oh, that's right.
You're probably a racist fucknut, Dave. Let's be honest.
We as a country are making Trump look like an ass.
Hey, these people that are still on the Trump train that support this guy, they're racist. At the very least, they're racist. They're also probably transphobic. They're probably Islamophobic.
Racist
and they
light.
Probably fucking hate gay people. So fuck off. Suck my dick, Dave. You suck.
And to go from Bernie to
that's stupid.
To Trump is unfathomable. Then you had no belief in Bernie's actual values that he purported, that he put forth. You were not a believer. You're just a bomb thrower.
Right.
Admit it then. You're an asshole, an uninformed, ignorant, moron bomb thrower.
Yeah.
You're not up on the issues, because if you were, there's no fucking way you could go from Bernie Sanders to Donald goddamn Trump.
It doesn't make any sense. Bernie Sanders wanted to make college free. He wanted to raise the minimum motherfucking wage. I don't know what... Hillary would have been a better president for you, you fuckheads.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate these people so much.
Yep.
Don't you wish Hillary Clinton was president? Don't you wish?
Well, sure, of course. God. I wish the Kate was president over what we've got right now.
I don't know. The other day, I don't know. Kate. She would be better than Trump. She would be much better than Trump.
When animals get pissed.
God.
I've got a story here, when animals get pissed.
Fuck you.
This is from the metro.co.uk.
Hello!
And this is in... I'm trying to see where this happened.
Is it England?
It's in Russia.
Oh, nicked. Monty Penny.
There was a commotion at the zoo.
Oh, shit.
When it turns out that a Siberian tiger attacked and mauled a zookeeper.
Oh, fuck this.
In full view of horrified visitors.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck.
The animal sprung on top of the woman as she brought the 16-year-old male cat food.
Oh, my God.
There's pictures, of course.
Yes.
Shows the woman on her back as the tiger goes in for the kill.
Oh.
Her life was saved by shocked onlookers who were shouting, throwing rocks, and even picked up picnic tables and chairs from a nearby cafe and were throwing them over the fence at the cat to distract it.
Oh, my God. These tigers are fucking killing machines, man. I mean...
Typhoon is his name.
The name of the tiger's Typhoon.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The commotion alerted other visitors who ran to join the onlookers. The woman finally... they distracted the cat. The woman was able to scurry to a secure part of the compound.
Yes.
She's badly hurt. Ugh. Multiple injuries, rushed to hospital, but is expected to survive.
She survived that? That's fucking crazy. See, I heard these tigers, what they do is they sneak up behind you, and then they crush your skull, and then they eat you.
This is an oopsie, because the Siberian tiger, which is the largest cat in the world, was supposed to be contained in another part of the compound when she brought in the food.
It's a fuck up.
There was clearly a problem in the cat, which they describe as elderly.
Yes.
Who cares?
Who cares how old the fucking tiger is?
1,000-pound animal coming at you.
Like,
good thing he's old.
God, if I'm the victim, that kind of pisses me off because, like, you know, don't lessen it because it's a fucking...
Kate.
Do you want me to take her out? Real quick, I'll take the cat out. I'll take the dog out, but I just want to read you this one thing. My brother sent me this. He was at the library today in Navarre, Florida, which is close to Pensacola.
Yeah.
Caution, a bear has been seen in the area. Please take the following precautions when visiting the library. Be alert. Close your car windows, especially if there's food in your car, and do not sit at the picnic tables behind the library.
Oh, they don't mean a large hairy gay man.
No, I don't know. I mean,
is that what they're worried about?
Right. Be alert. Yeah, a bear, dude. Should I take the dog out?
Be alert.
I got her.
You know, maybe. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Usually Kate lasts through the whole show, but this time she got up and she looks like she might be heading towards the door.
Story about the deficit. I hate that shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell a boring story. I'll save the second. When animals get pissed story. Don't forget you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And, it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. I'm trying to find a story here that's a little more boring, while Ryan's gone with the dog. Oh, here we go. This is a poll that was taken. From the military. Now, a little while back, we talked about the military and what their views were of Trump. And this is another poll regarding that. And it's a little on the scary side, except among officers. This is really interesting. The Trumpster seems to have a lot more support among military members in general than the regular public, which is terrifying. But he's more popular among the enlisted people. The officers have a much lower opinion. Women and minorities in the ranks also seem to, for some reason, share similar negative views of our president. They say about 44% of the troops surveyed by the Military Times have a favorable view of Trump. That still ain't great. 44% approval rating among the military is not great at all. Did she go?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Dog had to go. Thank you.
You doing a story about the deficit?
I'm doing a story about a poll from the military and how much they love Trump. 44% of all troops surveyed in the Military Times poll have a favorable view of Trump, with around 40% having an unfavorable.
Okay.
Which is in kind of opposition to opinion polls with the general public, which has him always less than 40, and unfavorable going pushing 60.
Typhoon the Tiger might have a more favorable poll.
So they, frighteningly, the army likes Trump.
Oh, God. Jesus.
But we do find that there's a big difference between enlisted members and the officers.
Okay.
Because where you've got, if you split it by rank, 48% of enlisted troops approve of Trump.
Oh, my God.
But only 30% of officers approve of Trump. So there may be hope.
Yeah. And also, too, like, depending on what Russian shit comes out, I mean, surely people in the military, they, you know, treason shit must bother them, right? I mean, I don't know. Or, like, if he does something shitty with the, come here, Kate, have a treat, have another treat. And also, like, God, you know what, man? All these cars are zooming by, and I'm standing behind her, waiting for her to finish shitting, holding a bag, you know? Everybody's like, hey, how are you? Waiting for this dog.
Hi, I'm waiting for the dog to shit.
You know, nobody else does that in Florida. We're the only people who pick up dog shit with a bag.
We'd have to walk on it.
They don't
fucking
care.
It's in the front yard. Oh.
Don't be a cuck.
They specifically asked about Trump's handling of military policies. 55% like it. Like his military policies.
Oh, okay. What do they like about his military policies?
I don't know.
He wants to go to war.
Because he always talks about how much he loves the military and how he wants to send tons more money there.
Right.
So I guess there's a little bit of hope that the officers at least are more opposed to him. In fact, he's only got a 30% approval rating among the officers, which is less than America.
Yeah. Right.
So the ones that kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's really kind of terrifying that the enlisted men.
I'm still reeling from that Democrat, that lifelong Democrat who switched and voted for Trump.
Dave.
Dave, don't you have any friends of color? Don't you have any gay friends? I mean, how do you think Trump affects
them? Suburban Pennsylvania? Probably not.
God damn. I don't know. Don't you know of people that aren't white? Wouldn't you be sad if they were oppressed?
He'll probably claim he's got a black friend, though, because he worked with a guy.
Oh, yeah, this one guy.
I worked with one of them.
No. What a dickhead.
He was okay. He didn't try to rob me or rape my daughter or anything.
Do you think it bothers Bernie Sanders that he's so misunderstood? Like, don't you think it would bother him that a racist dickbag was going to vote Bernie? But he lost the primary, so he voted for Trump?
Well, yeah, it just shows that that some people don't care about the issues. They just want to blow shit up.
Fuck you. Bernie wasn't the party of fuck you.
No, correct.
I mean, you know.
I mean, a little bit, but not, you know, not totally. Like, Trump is fuck everybody.
Especially people that aren't white. Or people that aren't white.
Yes.
I mean, racism is the core of Trump's platform, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know how. Oh, whatever. People are just fucking stupid. Fuck that tiger, man.
I've got a story here. This is Well, we might as well play Alex Jones. Here's Alex Jones.
Fuck you.
Talking about the, well, you got to hear yourself. Talking about the shooting.
Oh, I'm sure he's got some stupid shit.
Right,
say.
Right.
He just knows how to act like a little devil worshiper pedophile. He knows how to waddle into a church and kill a bunch of men, women, and children. He
devil worshiper pedophile now.
Waddling.
Waddle into a church. Meanwhile, this guy, you know, it looks from all, from what it looks like, has about the same body type as the idiot yelling.
Oh, okay. Alex Jones. Do you think it would bother Alex that he has the body of a pedophile?
I don't know. He's,
God.
Last time he was on a horse shirtless,
ooh,
sucking it in for the camera.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Desperately trying to,
jeez,
pull that gunt back.
It looks like he shaves. Like, he looks like he's a guy that shaves down.
Oh, he trims. Yeah. He manscapes. Goodbye, trimmer. InfoWars.
You think he tans? He uses fake tanner, I'm sure.
It's even on a hand cranks in case there's a disaster. You'll still be able to manscape even after the apocalypse.
Ooh.
Worshipper, pedophile. He knows how to waddle into a church and kill a bunch of men, women, and children. He's a real tough guy. Well, you know what, you little bastard? You're dead now. You got your permission from Antifa and the media.
Oh, there it is.
What the fuck?
You got permission from Antifa and the media.
Citations.
Exactly.
Who in the media gave this guy permission? Who in Antifa? Was it Brian Williams?
Because Antifa, you know, hates Jesus in America.
Oh, yes. That's right.
I guess.
So dumb.
You got your permission from Antifa and the media to go out. Yeah, your mother-in-law's there. They're a bunch of Christians. And you hate them, and you're a big leftist, Antifa. And you know what? You'll kill two birds with one stone. You've got permission to be a sack of crap. You're going to go in there and kill a bunch of people. But, oh, did you drop your gun and run once you got shot in the leg and the stomach, pee-peeing on yourself? They reported going, mommy, 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 when you bled out on the side of the highway, you little coward.
God, listen, God
damn, dude.
Gleeful.
He is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a list of people that listen to him. I honestly, they need to be looked
upon. Yeah, keep an eye on.
Can we,
people,
I,
that,
God.
Well,
you think his fans,
well, we
have
listen
guns?
To him, but
right, but you know,
you have to listen to him ironically,
dude, in a context. Do you think his fans are armed?
Well, fuck yeah.
Oh,
of
my
course.
God, I hate the gun problem we have, man. It's just, oh, God. A guy that buys into this shit, locked and loaded. Wonderful.
There he is, Alex Jones.
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
Here's a name from the past.
Oh, my God.
Who's trying to get the same job.
Oh, okay.
She had before, running,
sure,
again for office.
Ooh.
Intending to file for re-election.
Don't say Michelle Bachmann. Don't say it.
Intending to file for re-election in Frankfort, Kentucky, Kim Davis.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Apparently she's back from, where was she? We did a story about,
dude,
her. She was off in Europe somewhere.
Hello.
Hate preaching. She was,
oh,
with,
yeah,
some group,
dude,
that was meeting in Eastern Europe to try to, ugh, convince the, like, Bulgaria, I think.
Didn't
it was.
That piss you off?
To try to convince Bulgaria to criminalize gay marriage.
I mean, come on, man. A trip to Europe is wasted on that cunt, Kim Davis. Am I right?
And she's our export.
Ugh.
That's a representative of the United States of America.
Hey, I'm not like Kim Davis.
Flying to Eastern Europe to talk to,
right,
politicians there to convince them that the Lord wants them to hate gay people.
Hey, if you're listening in Bulgaria, we are not like Kim Davis. Kate is not Kim Davis. Kim Davis is not us, you know? I mean, it's not most of us, right? Right? Come
don't
on,
talk to me
on.
Where we're living now.
Yeah.
She intends to file for re-election. If you don't know who Kim Davis is by any chance,
right,
she was the Christian martyr who was thrown in jail for refusing to do her job, refusing to give marriage licenses,
ooh,
to gay and lesbian couples after she was ordered by a court to do so.
How is she allowed to run for this job again?
And then, let's
not
forget, they gave that asshole an out. They said, look, just have one of the other clerks in the office sign it.
Yeah, they gave her
and
a special
she said
exemption.
No.
That is so.
I won't allow them to.
So, how the fuck do we expect her to do her job?
But do you remember? Finally, there was a brave. There was a brave dude in the office that was like, "Okay, I'll do it. I'll sign it."
Fuck it.
And she still didn't care.
It's so ridiculous, man. That she is even allowed. She shouldn't be allowed to run.
Right.
Because
and people on the social medias are rightfully calling out the cosmic hypocrisy, as always.
Yes.
Of conservatives like this person, because she's a big hero.
Yes.
By breaking the law.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick has broken no laws.
Zero laws.
Nor rules did he break.
Yeah. I mean,
he can't get a job and has been run out of his industry. This bag of white shit is now.
She's running for a same
run
fucking
again.
Position.
Gonna run again.
I'm surprised she's not running for like senator or representative or something like that, you know? It's fucked up. Ken Davis, fuck you.
People are, yeah, all over the place.
Oh, God. Do you remember that circus with her and, that's that fuck nut whose daughter is the person that talks to
Huckabee.
Us all the time. Yes.
Here's a funny tweet, in fact. Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Ken Davis would make a great lesbian supervillain power couple.
Oh, that's funny.
Another tweet. Colin Kaepernick protests in workplace seeking equality. Equality blacklisted.
Right.
Kim Davis protests in workplace against equality.
Yeah.
Seeks re-election.
Kaepernick is protesting
for equality,
for inclusivity, to get more people involved.
She was defying the law to push inequality.
She's evil.
And against civil rights.
She's evil. She hates gay people. There's no other way to cut that. She hates gay people.
This one says, reminder, Kim Davis was an employee who protested at work and was a right-wing hero for doing so.
Oh, my God. Everybody's stupid.
So we'll see how she does. She's going to file for re-election.
Listen, where's she running? In Kentucky and the same old fucking place? She will do great. She'll kill it.
Let's not forget the taxpayers. I hope whoever's running against her points out that she owes the taxpayers of that county $225,000 that they had to pay for the court fees.
She's got to pay that back.
They had to cover the court fees for the couple that sued her and won.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Is Kim Davis responsible for those
No,
fees?
Taxpayers.
Oh, my God.
She's an employee. The government pays it. She should be responsible.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's one
She's
of the fucked up
re-elected.
Things.
She's going to get reelected. She's going to get reelected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, guys. The fucking arc.
One tweet says, I was really scared maybe Kim Davis was trending because Trump appointed her to a federal position or something. Whew.
Oh, my God.
But not out of the realm of possibilities.
Of course not.
Mike Pence would.
Yeah. Why don't you give her an ambassadorship? Like, who's that dickhead who's in charge of New Zealand? That idiot.
Scott Brown.
You gave him a job. Why not give her a job? Let her be the ambassador to the Antarctica.
Already censured for inappropriate behavior.
Dude.
Our diplomat. Our ambassador.
To New Zealand. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I bet I could do that job. If you made me ambassador to New Zealand today, I could do that job. Tell me what I need to do. I won't fuck it up.
You go to parties and... stuff.
I mean, it's not.
Meetings.
It can't be that complicated.
Be an asshole.
Yeah. What was he doing? He was looking at somebody's tits.
He was staring at tits. He was saying obnoxious shit. He was yelling at everybody to listen to him. No. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm talking.
You gave the worst person on the planet the job of the ambassadorship to New Zealand. They got to be like Scott Brown. I'd rather have Scott Baio.
Poster child of the Trumpians, though.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
A stupid lunkhead and titled privileged white cunk face.
Yeah. Probably a bro.
Scott Brown is he was a male model.
Right. Oh my God.
Remember?
Hey, listen, if you're a male model, that should prevent you from being in government. I saw Zoolander. You know?
That's
Blue Steel.
One of the few times I really like
I love that movie.
I really like him.
You remember when he gets black lung from
That's a great movie, yeah.
I got the black lung lung pop it. Whatever. Hilarious.
I don't have the treats, Kate. Ryan has them.
I got them. I brought them in here. Can she still smell them?
She's waving her nose around like crazy. Here, knows there's some somewhere.
Does she? Can I give her some more?
Sure.
I give her a cup. Go in that direction. Come here, buddy.
Got a show going on, Doug.
These smell horrible, Kate.
The good news?
Oh, yes.
But this is sad news, and we left too soon, Ryan.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get on the ballot in California.
Fuck you.
A measure legalizing magic mushrooms.
Oh, God.
Or at least decriminalizing them.
Right. Well, listen, let's do this. Let's get real, baby.
And activist Kevin Saunders, former heroin addict, said using magic mushrooms helped get him clean from heroin.
Bam. They make people nicer.
He's collecting signatures.
Yes.
To get the proposed change. Residents would at least have the opportunity to vote on the decriminalization of psilocybin.
Yes.
To get the proposed initiative on the ballot, he's got to collect 365,000 signatures.
Well, come over to Crab Diving. I'll sign it. Kate will sign it.
We don't live there anymore.
Oh, okay. What about Florida? Why can't we do that?
The proposed initiative would decriminalize... Honestly. Decriminalize use, possession, sale, transport, or cultivation of psilocybin, a hallucinogenic compound.
Yummy.
By persons of at least 21 years of age.
Yeah. Nah, give them the kids, man. Calm them down.
They think it would save the state a few million dollars annually in prosecution and all that stuff.
Right.
Where they go after people that are growing mushrooms.
I mean, what would happen if you gave people like a low dose of shrooms that are addicted to like opioids? I mean, would it
do
something?
What he's talking about, that he used it to help kick
heroin. Shit.
It says the side effects, if you want to care about the...
Absolutely.
Most hallucinogens work to alter the user's perceptions, thoughts, and emotions.
Now, come on.
In some cases, users might see, feel, or hear things that aren't actually there.
Awesome.
Sometimes other physical side effects... Oh, this sounds like one of those drug commercials on TV where they're like,
right,
you'll be able to breathe easier with Trifecta. You may experience explosive diarrhea, massive abdominal cramps, loss of urinary control.
Spiders on the ceiling.
Speaking of loss of urinary control, sometimes other physical... You can pee yourself when you're on mushrooms?
No, that's fake news.
Sometimes other physical side effects like numbness, loss of urinary control,
anxiety.
Nausea,
okay,
or muscle twitches may occur.
Okay, so what? Those are all fun.
The effects usually appear within 20 minutes and can last up to 8 or so hours.
God damn, I
but varies from person to person and type of mushroom. The type of mushroom.
Yeah.
There's little evidence that you can end up addicted to mushrooms.
There you go.
But you do build up a tolerance.
Right.
With regular use, which means the more you take, the more you got to take.
Well,
to get high.
Yeah, you space it out. Don't take them on a full stomach. That's what I've heard.
Are you reading from a website? FYI.
WebMD.
The long-term effects are not yet well understood.
Ah, come on. Mushrooms.
But shrooms have been connected to the development of disconnected thoughts, delusions, hallucinations, and changes in mood or behavior in longer term.
Disconnected thoughts. That's funny. I don't know why. You know what I mean? Like disconnected thoughts. Like this chair looks like a fucking.
He's looking. Mr. Saunders is trying to raise money to help him get these signatures. Because, you know, one guy can't stand a street corner and get 300,000 signatures. It's a little tough.
Yeah. Listen, go get those signatures.
So he told the Vice here that to get the signatures he's working on, he's got to get coordinators everywhere, colleges, festivals, parades,
right,
etc.
If you're listening to this podcast, live in California, seek this guy out, bring your own pen, sign this shit for him. He needs it.
Pass it around.
This matters.
Pass it around, get other people to sign.
Don't you think if Schittler microdosed on mushrooms?
I think all drugs should be decriminalized.
But mushrooms could really help. Like Schittler, it might calm him down, make him listen to a dickhead. Maybe.
Or
I don't know.
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
He starts talking to his Happy Meal.
Oh, okay.
Look at me. I'm the Hamburglar.
I can't believe our president sits around. He's a fat guy. You know, not that he's anything wrong. I don't know. He's a guy sitting around eating a fucking an apple pie calling Kim Jong-il Rocket Man.
Which is fine,
man.
But it's just the man-babiness of it. I can't eat the food that a five-star chef makes for me. I went to McDonald's.
Or like, if you're the president, right? You represent our country. At the very least, when you go on these visits of state, can you eat the food and not be a little cunt? Not have to have a hamburger? God!
Right.
You fucking dickhead. You're an embarrassment.
Or at least have a Kobe steak burger.
Why didn't he save some of that food he gave the fish? Try to eat that, you dickhead. Maybe you like that.
Don't you eat these things? Don't you eat the fish?
Yeah, give me a fish.
Well, I'll have that one. You mean it's not like lobster where you pick the one you want?
Is it true you tell the Secret Service to take out one of those big guppies? Fried up.
Those things are expensive as fuck, those big fish.
Oh, yes. Koi. I want a koi burger.
We got another quick little, maybe wrap up the show here, possibly. We've got a couple minutes left here. Yes. Alex Jones again.
Fuck you.
This is, you remember those stories about everybody was excited when John Kelly was made the chief of staff because now there'd be an adult in the room.
Yes. They were excited.
And he also is a giant bag of cocks.
Oh, yes.
But slightly more adultish than... Right. We've got in the Oval Office, but
you're a bag of dicks.
One of the things he did stop was, do you remember how like anybody could get to Trump basically in the White House? And even these lower level batshit Bannonite staffers,
yeah, nutballs,
would print out stories from WND. Info fucking wars.
And hand them to the guy, right?
And slip them into the pile of all of his news stories to check out. And then he would go nuts about these really crazy conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Kelly put a stop to was that.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
No more could people just wander in and out. They had to go through him. And no more could they sneak
an article about Pizzagate.
Crazy batshit Pizzagate stories.
Spirit dinner.
Just so you know,
right?
Apparently, the president is getting his info wars again.
Oh, come on!
Now he's been calling a couple of years, but he's been calling almost every week the last 6 months or so. And Zach just has great sources. I don't know his whole background there at from former Special Forces Command in Florida. I think that's where he mentioned some of his info was from before. I just know from all my big sources, and I got a lot of sources right up to the president, I'll just leave it at that, who we still occasionally get info directly from. I mean, that's not a secret. In fact, General Kelly's blockade of info is suddenly lifted. It's crazy. And
General Kelly's blockade of info is suddenly lifted.
Oh, my God. Why is, I mean, do you think that's true?
I don't know. Alex has some pretty high up sources, including the president. I'm gonna stop there.
Is the president looking at briefings from the InfoWars and be like, John Podesta likes jizz on his fries and things like that? Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
In fact, General Kelly's blockade of info is suddenly lifted. It's crazy. And he's gotten on board it now, is the information we've gotten. He was going to join us last week for an hour, and then I guess he got called in and got in some trouble. Even though he's never given us anything classified, he just pointed out what's happening. And he said last week, big shake.
This isn't John Kelly. This is weird source of his that he's hard
some
over.
Nutball. Yeah. He's erect.
I guess he got called in and got in some trouble. Even though he's never given us anything classified, he just pointed out what's happening. And he said last week, big shakeup in Saudi Arabia, criminal networks there working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, connected in to what happened in Vegas. And I was given that information from sources in Vegas, but also in the federal government. But they said, please don't talk about that yet. But then he called in and talked about it. So he's got some sources. I don't know what he wants to say about himself. He's going to join us by Skype tomorrow. I sure hope it ends up happening.
There you go. Anyway.
God damn.
So the big news was that apparently the scary part, you'll notice, he said that the embargo on information has been lifted.
Yes.
And then he said, and apparently Kelly is on board now.
Well.
So does that mean they sit around and watch InfoWars and go, oh, yeah, totes?
Do you think the people at the White House, the staff, they do this when it's convenient for them? They're like, if we got to keep Schittler, distracted, Let him read some Breitbart. Let him read some InfoWars, you know? He'll love it. We'll get him a hamburger. Play with his dick.
Let him play with everything.
Yeah. Ooh.
I think that's probably about what we got today.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Spread the crabs, share the crabs.
That's right,
et cetera,
Pat.
Et cetera. Amazon, buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here. We appreciate it.
Right.
And Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram, at RatedRComedy. Yes. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Stay tuned if you're listening live. Brand new episode of K-Voice. Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
And then also tonight, a brand new, also sparkling episode
The
Hollywood Hick. Brent Paris, the hilarious comedian from Los Angeles.
Right.
And the latest from entertainment, and I'm sure he's going to mention the name Weinstein.
Oh, yes.
Occasionally, because he hates that motherfucker, and he got some shit to say, he told me.
Oh, damn.
That's it. We're back tomorrow, everybody.
Viva la resistance!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.